Here of a wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting Mays. Mays jumps on him. And Cepeda and Prager at it. And Cepeda gets in a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports, Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, that's Bay B, my name is Johnny Taco. I am the Taco Man. Of course, soon I'll be joined by my all-stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. Of course, we're talking sports, social issues, and anything you want to talk about for the next couple of hours here on Sports Byline. So straight up, we've got open phone lines all around the world. Join us if you want. But guess what? You say something stupid, you will get smacked down. 1-800-878-PLAY-DOES. 1-800-878-7529. Dominic Jimenez, what's happening? And welcome back.
I'm back. Yeah, I was not tan. A lot of baseball. The Giants, they're making fans start to drink. We're taking it up drinking as a hobby. So we'll talk more about their shortcomings later on.
Speaking of drinking, Zach, of course, we're talking about the California Angels. All those fans are drinking. How are the Dodgers fans doing?
Oh, the Dodgers fans, I mean, they're doing well, you know, no fights, no one getting beat up at Dodgers Stadium recently, so that's a good sign.
And the Rams are still hot and heavy, huh?
Oh, yeah, I mean, they got the Seahawks tomorrow in the Coliseum, so we'll see how that goes.
But they got spanked, straight up, lots of sports to talk about in the next couple of hours. Join us on the toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY-DOES, 1-800-878-7529. Live from the Sports Byline Studios, I am the Taco Man, but hey, you know that, this is Sports Byline.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and a free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You want to take a chance on that?
Sports date, Sunday, September 18, 2016. Pitcher Joe Paterno, of course, the icon that he is, the head coach, of course, retired, that died in 2012 at Penn State. Of course, he's been honored this week in the halftime ceremonies when, of course, Penn State took on Temple. But the bottom line was he shouldn't be honored for anything. Guy's a pimp. I mean, he allowed Jerry Sandusky to, like, molest guys on the team, and he knew about it. Like, 11 people have come forward that went to Joe Paterno beforehand and said, listen, as early as 1977, Jerry Sandusky's sexually molesting kids on this. Seriously. And what did they do? He did nothing. He did nothing whatsoever. You know why? Because the football program was more important to Joe Paterno than those kids' lives. That's just what it was all about. And now we see Joe Paterno being honored week in and week out. Joe Paterno this, Joe Paterno that. Hey, Joe Paterno was a pimp. That's all there is to it. Anyway, bottom line is Penn State did win today, 37-24 over Temple. Speaking of from Joe the pimp to, how about that washed-up actor, James Woods? He's calling Colin Kaepernick a piece of spit. A piece of spit with an H. You know what I'm talking about, right? He's calling him a loser. You name it. I can go all through all this list of names. But, you know, I think that James Woods should really sit back and realize, you know, that I want to say this and sound like a racist because I'm not. Because I'm an ex-cop and I'm a brown ex-cop. But, you know, there's black guys getting shot in the back every week on TV. White guys aren't getting shot in the back. So James Woods doesn't know what he's talking about. And Tommy Smith, remember him? 1968. He raised his hands. There's clenched fists in the Olympics down there in Mexico City when he was getting his gold medal, him and another guy. And, of course, they were dogged for that. And they had their medals taken away the whole nine yards. Him and John Carlos had those medals taken away. They were treated like spit for years. Finally got their medals back a couple years ago. But he says he thinks James Woods is dead wrong. And what would Muhammad Ali think right now? The greatest. I mean, if he weighed on this situation, come on. He did weigh in it partly before he died. Remember he talked about the indifference between the races, and he said that it's getting worse instead of better, and he talked about police brutality and things like that. But guess what? People don't want to remember all that kind of stuff that Ali was saying, that stuff, because Ali made sense. Okay, Colin Kaepernick says it. He's just some jive blood, you know, some half-breed or something like that. That's what these guys are calling him on the internet. A half-breed, a no-good, a bench warmer, this and that. Listen, that guy came within 5 yards of winning the Super Bowl a couple years ago, right? Something none of the people listening to the show right now have even come dreamed of, let alone coming close to. Straight up, Colin Kaepernick, whether he's number two, number three on the San Francisco 49ers as far as the quarterback's concerned, he's got class. And right now, I think a lot of people are jumping on his bandwagon. You know why? Because he's right. And is it just me? Hey, or have you had enough of Donald Trump and his orange hair? Come on, man. I mean, you know, this week he basically called the president, you know, a guy that was born somewhere else. Oh, well, no, he wasn't. He was born here. You know, he played that off for 5 years. He pimped that off for 5 years. He was the founder of this whole birther movement. That's what propelled Donald Trump to the front page politically here in this country. And now he's trying to deny it and this and that. Let me tell you like this. I've never seen a worse piece of smack ever running for public office in my life. And I've seen a lot of sleazy guys. I'm 58 years old. I've seen a lot of sleazy guys run for office in almost six decades, okay? But never anybody is sleazy. And without any morals, I can go on and on, man. The bottom line is, you know, he stole money from a charity. He had a charity, and he had the charity buy himself a picture. He has a 6-foot picture of himself in his own house. Get this, a 6-foot picture of Donald Trump that he bought with money that was donated from a charity. I'm not kidding you. The New York Times took him apart on this week. But guess what? You don't read about that. Don't hear about it. Don't see it in the local papers. Don't hear about it on CNN. Don't see it on MSNBC. And, of course, Fox News, they won't go anywhere near that. Why? because Fox News is Trump's network. Without Fox News, there would be no, there absolutely would be no Donald Trump. There really wouldn't. And I told you about the NHL playoffs, right? The Stanley Cup playoffs. Remember last year, when it comes to the playoffs, be it in any sport, like a championship fight or like the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness or something like that, we always go to the Craigslist locally. And we see what's happening sexually. What I mean by that is, you know, girls willing to give up some favors and this and that to get a ticket to go to the game, and guys willing to give up a ticket to get a girl to go with them. And it happens for the NBA playoffs, the Super Bowl, Major League Baseball playoffs, the World Series, the Kentucky Derby, the UFC, Floyd Mayweather fights. But guess what? Not the National Hockey League. Why is that? I don't know. What does that mean? People in the National Hockey League don't like to get laid? I don't know. Anyway, speaking of the Hockey League, NHL, their playoff numbers last year dropped 50% over the year before. 50% over the year before. What does that tell you? That tells you nobody gives a snot about soccer. I mean, hockey. It's like, hey, soccer? No, people care more about soccer than they do about hockey. We need to put a real good soccer league together in this country and get everybody together on the same page. Because you know what? Soccer is something that white folks play, black folks play, brown folks play, Asian folks play. They can all play. Doesn't matter the size, all that kind of good stuff. You know, the racial breakdowns of soccer is phenomenal. And I think soccer is a great sport, especially with kids. I mean, I watch kids. You know, I played soccer when I was a kid here in the youth leagues here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, back in the 70s. It was cool. It kept us off the street during the summer, okay? We should have more soccer programs. Soccer programs. I'm big into soccer now. You know, I used to be big into boxing, but the contact sport type of thing, I don't want my kid doing that. I don't want your kid doing that. I don't want your kid playing football. I don't want your kid doing high school football anymore. In fact, high school football should be banned. High school football is just killing people. High school football is a predecessor to all this brain damage you see in the National Football League. The CTE stuff, where do you think it starts, baby? In high school, banging heads. 17-year-old brains getting banged around from the age of 10 to 10, 11 on. Bang, 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 back and forth. You don't think that's going to wear on a guy? You don't think that's going to have some debilitating effects later in life? Obviously it does. You see these so many of these players now coming up with CTE, brain damage. That one guy with the L.A. Raiders, a former Davis, the defensive back, he can't hear. And guess what? He's happier than snot that he's deaf. He's actually celebrating the fact that he's deaf. Why is he celebrating he's deaf? Because he can still think. He can still see. He can still pick up a cup of coffee. Some of these guys can't do that anymore. You just don't realize how bad it is. You have no idea what brain damage is like unless you've been with somebody that has suffered brain trauma. If you haven't, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just a bloodthirsty sports fan that tunes in every Sunday and watches guys commit brain damage on one another as far as the NFL is concerned. Speaking of the NFL, Jerry Jones, of course, had a fight down in his area tonight. Of course, Canelo Alvarez knocking out Liam Smith in the ninth round for the WBO junior middleweight title, but 51,000 people showed up for that. Wow, almost like a Dallas Cowboys football game. Anyway, back to Jerry Jones. Is he the only guy on the planet with a brain? Because the guy's a smart guy. I've heard him talk, and I've seen people work with him. I've seen Don King work with him, and other people worked with him in the past. So he's a brilliant guy. There's no doubt about it. But when he says he can see no correlation between brain damage in the NFL, what the fuck is he thinking? I mean, come on, man. Are you nuts? Guys running each other at 25 miles an hour, you don't think something's going to happen? You don't think something bad's going to happen? Oh, my God. Thinking about something bad. How about this? Remember Royce Gracie? He was like the first UFC champion of all time back in 1993. He won UFC 1. Remember, he fought all the same guys on the same night wearing a karate gi or a judo gi, whatever it was, a jiu-jitsu gi. Anyway, of course, he's been long retired now, working for Bellator as an analyst. Bellator, of course, the second, of course, to the UFC as far as MMA leagues are concerned. But he's working for Bellator and making pretty good bucks, I was told, as an analyst. But he filed for divorce this week. His wife of 22 years is a foot doctor, a podiatrist down there in L.A. He's filed for divorce. And guess what? He's asking for spousal support. Yeah, right on, man. Listen, women wanted equal rights. Now they're getting in. They're saying, man, this just ain't right. This isn't fair. No, it is fair. You make the money, guess what, baby? You can pay the bills, too. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America. We will not dog CM Punk tonight. Won't dog him, folks. Of course, he was very humble in defeat last week. He really was. I mean, you got to give him props. He stepped into something. He stepped into a big pile of you-know-what. and it's all over him, and he can't get it off him. I mean, he got destroyed in the very first round. It wasn't supposed to happen that way. At least they weren't hoping it would happen that way, but it happened that way. So he went from the world of wrestling entertainment to the UFC, and he failed miserably. Guess what? He wants to come back and have a second fight. Oh, my. What is this guy thinking? He's skinny fat. You know what I mean by that? He's a skinny guy, but he's fat. He's got loose. He's jiggly. He doesn't look good. He's 38 years old, man. Supposedly in good shape at 170. You know, he's going to get hurt. You talk about CTE, baby, the world of wrestling entertainment, they didn't punch for real. They punched for real in the UFC. And if you keep it up, you will get your head handed to you. I'm talking about CM Punk. So once again, open phone lines live across America and around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Number 7, Stanford, whooped up on USC today. What am I bragging about that for? I love the Stanford Cardinal. I'm from the Bay, baby, city by the Bay. San Francisco, California, sports open in America. I am the Taco Man, back with my all-stars after the break.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
How do your teeth feel? Do this. Mine feel great. I just polish them with Pearl Drops tooth polish. Pearl Drops helps keep your teeth their whitest, their brightest. Pearl Drops has two special whiteners to polish your teeth. Oh, and it's so gentle, you can use it every morning and face the world with a dazzling smile. It's a great feeling.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He's the first one to give it to the people without providing Vaseline.
time here on the West Coast. You're listening to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition with Johnny Tacos and his All-Stars. I'm All-Star 1A, Dominic Jimenez. I'm back, much to the chagrin of Pedro, Mr. Taco Man.
We can talk about that later.
Okay, that's fine. Let's go to the MLB scoreboard. You hear the music there. Blue Jays lose 6-1 to the Angels. We'll get a little bit more into that. The Phillies blank the Marlins 8-0. The Mariners fall to the Astros 2-1. Both of those teams in the thick of the AL wildcard race. The Mets a big extra inning win over the Twins. The Rockies 8-0 over the Padres. The Giants, yep, that's right. They choked yet again. The Cardinals 3-2 winners over the Giants in 9. And I'll throw it over to my man, Zach Attack Young. How did the Dodgers do? Because that's what the Giants are chasing.
Well, the Dodgers beat the D-backs 6-2 behind Brock Stewart. I mean, he only gave up 5 hits, 2 earned runs. Not too bad of a night for Brock Stewart. Overall, he has a 6 ERA. So not the greatest ERA in the world, but not too bad at the same time.
But, Zach, it's all about timing, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of giving some of their starters more rest, like Maeda and Kershaw. They're kind of getting them a little more rest, get ready for the playoffs and make sure everyone comes in healthy.
If Kershaw does get healthy and he carries them to the playoffs and onto the World Series, I really can see him getting the end. Somebody told me the other day. I'll go back to Dominic for a second. But what's happening with the Angels? The Angels are just like losers down there in L.A. Why do they even have a team? Do people show up for those games?
They do. You know what's funny? I was actually looking at the attendance the other day, and the Angels are consistently, you know, pretty high on the attendance list, like usually within the top 10. So
drawing what, like 35, 40 grand a game?
Yeah, they're drawing about 40, 41 grand a game, it looked like, from what I remember. I was looking at the last couple of years. What actually surprised me when I did this is the leader for the past 4 years has actually been the Dodgers.
Okay.
In attendance.
Now, I'll go back to my man with the Giants. So I've got Dominic Jimenez. Dom, has there ever been a worse fall from grace from the worst first part of the season to the second part of the season in the history of Major League Baseball thus far?
I don't have the exact numbers, but the only other team that comes to mind in recent memory is the Oakland A's, but they have a pretty good excuse. They traded a bunch of their all-stars. So I think the Giants might be the worst in at least the last 10 years for sure.
What is it then? Bruce Bochy, I heard him on the on the radio today. I was going to snag some audio of him because, you know, he sounded very, how can I put this? I know he's always never the guy that gives these definitive answers, and he's very aloof in his responses sometimes, but he just doesn't sound like he's confident in his team, and I guess I can see why. They're just not scoring the runs, are they, Dom?
Yeah, against the Cardinals the first couple games, they were scoring runs. They were doing 14. Fine, but yeah, over the course of the entire second half, they haven't done it. And Bruce Bochy's usage of Santiago Casilla has absolutely baffled me. Normally, I love Bruce Bochy. I love what he does. I love how he is as a manager. It's hard to not like what he's accomplished. But his usage of Santiago Casilla is absolutely mind-boggling. And it's frustrating as a Giants fan. Here's a guy who, it's well known, at least amongst the Giants fan base, that he has a very fragile psyche. There was a time Bochy went out to get him before the inning was over, and Casilla had a little temper tantrum on the mound. And so his psyche is fragile. So all these blown saves are not good for his confidence. Bochy needed to get him into some low leverage games, some low leverage appearances, just to build up the confidence. He had one of those the other night. But Bochy throws him back out to close the game on Saturday night, and he promptly blows it. So Bochy's decision-making has been far from where it's been in the past this season.
Well, I think you might recall earlier in the season when I thought that we should just go out and get another closer. Remember, I said we need a closer because, you know, he hasn't had a good season at all this year. I mean, whether the Giants were doing well in the first half or not, he wasn't doing all that well.
Casilla was okay the first half. It was totally fine. I agree. They really should have gone out and gotten a closer. The issue there was the market for closers was a small market. So you saw teams like the Cubs trade 3 very, very highly ranked prospects. I think 3 in the top 50 to the Yankees for Aroldis Chapman. That's just the price the Giants couldn't match that. So that handicapped them.
Time out. They couldn't or they wouldn't.
They cannot. The Giants do not have the prospects, the farm system that the Cubs do. They could not match it.
Money wouldn't have mattered to her?
Money doesn't matter one iota unless it's whether they can bring in a contract or not through a trade. Trades are purely prospects and players for MLB.
Straight up, we're talking baseball. Of course, Dominic Jimenez, myself, and Zach Attack Young. And, of course, the Giants have faltered tremendously. Now, the Yankees, the stellar New York Yankees, just can't seem to get it together. How come, Dominic? Why is it we keep going back to this? You know, the new Steinbrenner kids, they're trying to do the farm club type of thing and trying to recruit from within. The old Steinbrenner way with George and the father was you go out and you buy a team. You go out and buy free agents, okay? Somehow, they are not able to field a winner of late. What is the determining factor that is preventing the Yankees from making it to the September and October towards the top of their standings?
This is going to be a two-part answer. So the first part to answer your question about why they've struggled is the lack of production from the old veterans that they've gone out and signed. Mark Teixeira, I think, is hitting about 210, 220 this year. That's a guy you sunk a lot of money in at first base. He's not the hitter he once was. They had a bunch of money sunk into Alex Rodriguez. CC Sabathia is getting paid like an ace, but he's pitching like a fourth or fifth starter. So this old Steinbrenner model of, hey, let's go out and get whoever the best guy is. Well, they were putting too many resources, too much money into guys. So they were good for the first, you know, 3-4 years of their contract, but they still had 3 more years afterwards, and that really handicapped what they could do going forward. Now, part two of that answer, you mentioned the new Steinbrenner way, and I think it's really working. Let's take a quick recap. They went and traded Carlos Beltran, they traded Aroldis Chapman, and they traded Andrew Miller at the deadline. And it looked like the Yankees were completely done. It looked like they had essentially waved the white flag. Well, the Yankees are still in the playoff hunt. I don't know how. Well, the answer would be the young guys, but they're only 4 games out of the wild card, so there's a few teams they have to get past in order to get into that wild card game. But the fact that they're still in it proves that, you know, drafting and bringing in prospects is the right way to go for long-term success. You look at it, guys like Aaron Judge, Luis Severino, excuse me, Gary Sanchez, Greg Bird, they're calling them the baby bombers right now because that's the kind of identity that this team has taken on, and they've been really successful since they traded some guys. Mark Teixeira, he's retiring at the end of the year. A-Rod's already – that issue's already been nipped in the bud. So the Yankees are trending towards the positive. They've played much better since they've made those trades and in the second half in general. I really like where the Yankees are going. If they can add the correct free agent pieces in the offseason, I think they could be a very dangerous team next year.
It looks like the Cubs have clinched the National League Central. They're 17 games above St. Louis. So Chicago's 94-54. Are they the surprise this year, Zach? Are they the surprise in the National League, the Cubs?
I don't think that they're too much of a surprise because they were great last year, you know, and you saw that they were really onto something. I think last year they were more of the surprise. This year you kind of expected them to be good.
But 94-54 at this point in time and 17 games above ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals. That's When's the last time anybody's won a division by 17 games, Dominic?
That I can think of, the first team that comes to mind are the Mariners back in 2001, 2002, I think. They won like 120 games. It was the MLB record. I would imagine they won their division by 17 games. I'm sure there's been another team since then, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Folks, this is a classic example of what I do here on Sports Byline. I surround myself with geniuses. You heard Dominic run those dates off like that. You heard Zach run off those stats. That's why I'm so good here, folks. I surround myself with impeccable people, so I thank you both. Straight up, we have open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can take that call anywhere within the continental USA or around the world. Washington Nationals, 88-60. What are we looking at? Who are the top four teams in your mind? I'll go with Dominic first and Zach next. Who are the top four teams in baseball right now? Who do you think's the four best teams, Dominic?
Oh, man, all of baseball. Okay, so obviously the Cubs. That's just no brainer. Take the Nats, the Rangers, and the Boston Red Sox. I would have mentioned the Cleveland Indians, but Danny Salazar is a little bit dinged up in the rotation, and Carlos Carrasco broke his hand on a comebacker today. So give me the Rangers, Red Sox, Cubs, and Nats.
Zach, I got about 30 seconds. Your best teams this year?
I think I'd actually agree with Dom, but I really would have to put the Dodgers up there right now.
Yeah, it's because you're a Dodgers guy. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my multi-million dollar Sports Byline grill. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Sports Overnight America, live from San Francisco and the Sports Byline Studios.
Use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league. Like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I design them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations. Even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInk.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
What happened to Zach taking it back from the break there, guys? Man, my guys are sleeping on me here, folks. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Center. We talked about that 10 minutes ago, Cuddy. I told you he's coming back from the second break. You asked me. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and it is what it is. Well, we, of course, talking combat sports right now. The WBO light heavyweight, light middleweight title on the line tonight in Las Vegas. Take that back in Arlington, Texas. What happened, Big Zach?
Well, it was a kind of compelling fight for a couple of rounds. I mean, you know, Liam Smith, I think he deserved to be there. I mean, he did have the title, but I don't think that he fought the level of opponents that Alvarez did, and he's fighting a much bigger guy, you could see in the ring, and it kind of caught up to him, and by the ninth round he got hit with a body shot that he couldn't get up from, and that was the end of the contest.
You know, punctuation endings like that, be it body shots, those are really, that's really, I mean, that they don't happen often enough. You know, they can happen often enough because if you want to throw to the body, but Zach, to go to the body, you've got to be able to gamble, and most fighters don't like gambling.
Yeah, that is a good point. I mean, he did gamble. I was actually a bit shocked because Liam Smith is supposed to be in the same weight class as him, and somehow Canelo just looks so much bigger even in this fight, you know?
Zach, listen, the guy's a master at making the weight. If you watched how he makes weight, he comes down, he's got scientists and doctors and nutritionalists and all that kind of good stuff. And they're measuring his pee that goes out of him and weighing his bowel movements. I mean, you name it. They're doing everything they can with that guy. And when it comes close to fight time, be it enemas, any way they can get him down to under 50, 154, they do it. He makes 154 on the line, and then he comes back at 172, 173 pounds come fight time, okay? I don't think it's fair. I think that what a guy defends his title at is the weight he should defend the title at in the ring. In other words, if he's defending the World Junior Middleweight Championship at 154, he should weigh somewhere around 154 pounds in the ring.
Yeah, and that's what Golovkin does. But honestly, do you think that that's impressive for Canelo to be beating guys when he outweighs them by so much, even when, like, these guys are supposed to be bigger than him?
No, the flip side to Golovkin is he doesn't put on the weight when he comes down. And he usually walks around about 170, so he only comes down to 160, and he doesn't put on a tremendous amount of weight after the weigh-ins.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, that's how he defends his belts, is basically what you're saying. He's defending it at the weight. He's never much more than 160 in the ring.
But, you know, these other guys, these fake champions and this and that, I don't get it. I really can't. I don't know how you can call yourself the welterweight champion of the world when you're walking in the ring and you're fighting some guy at 162 pounds. Zach, this isn't right. And they're trying to say this is all about safety. This is where they're full of spit, these boxing organizations and the USC as well, the athletic commissions, all this kind of good stuff. They're trying to say it's all about safety, that they're worried about fighters dehydrating themselves and not having the proper fluids in their bodies come fight time and this and that, so they don't want them weighing in the day of the event or real close to the event. But then we have these 175-pound welterweights in the ring. It don't look right.
No, it doesn't. And, I mean, I don't understand, like, how that's even – a lot of times there's, like, some type of rehydration clause, like with belts. Some organizations even have rehydration clauses. But I guess in this case they were able to sidestep that. And one thing that was interesting about this fight that they mentioned on the broadcast is that both fighters neglected to do the VADA testing. And Liam Smith – you know, in Britain, I've heard that they test them year round, like the British Boxing Board tests them. But with Canelo, I don't know if he was actually tested for this fight.
You trying to tell me they pulled a Julio Cesar Chavez down there in Texas again?
It seems possible. It's a little fishy that the fight's in Texas.
Remember that one, Zach? Julio Cesar Chavez, who just tested positive for marijuana and a steroid or a performance-enhancing drug as well as marijuana. And then when the fight after that, he's in Texas, and they can't find a cup for him to pee in, remember?
Yeah, that's probably the worst excuse that I've seen in that scenario.
The guy said it with a straight face.
They can't find the cup. Like, surely, they were in a stadium full of cups.
We did not have a cup. I'm sorry, we did not have a cup. Ishii Smith was the winner, of course, on Friday night on Bounce TV. Are these fights on Bounce TV and these different cable networks, are they, like CBS Sports Network had one tonight, are they catching on, Zach, or are we cultivating new fight fans, or is just the same old people watching the same old fights?
I think it's catching on because, I mean, Bounce is just like a random channel that's very new. You know, it's even newer than Premier Boxing Champions. Like, that channel has been it's come into existence since Premier Boxing Champions started. So I think that that's a new audience, because I don't even know what's on the Bounce channel. Do you?
No, I don't. When you look at Golovkin now, of course, he world middleweight champion, having broken the face of Kell Brook. Kell Brook's a damn good fighter, man. Kell Brook's an undefeated welterweight, but he was that, just a welterweight, fighting a middleweight. Big jump from welterweight to middleweight. Not too many guys have done it successfully in history. You look back, maybe Carmen Basilio did it well. I did it successfully against Ray Robinson. And, of course, Ray Leonard did it against Marvin Hagler. But it hasn't been done that often. Guys can't move up that far and wait and win. But Golovkin now, 36-0, 33 knockouts. I mean, if you watched Golovkin destroy Kell Brook last week and your Canelo Alvarez, would you ever think about fighting him, no matter how much money is involved?
Well, according to a lot of fans, Golovkin was exposed because Brook hit him a couple of times. But I don't know about you, but when I watched that fight, it seemed that something was up with Golovkin, and that he was maybe intentionally not looking fantastic in order to lure Canelo into a future fight.
Listen, he basically, what does he have to do, tie one hand behind his back to get a fight with this guy?
It seems like it. And I actually had a question for you. How do you think Kell Brook would fare against Canelo?
Well, I don't want Kell Brook to fight for at least a year. I want his face to heal. He got a couple million bucks, okay? You know, so he's got some money to put in the bank and buy a house, things like that. So more power to him. But I really don't want to see him in action for a year, because you get a broken face and you get beat down by a bigger guy like that, it leaves its marks, Zach, no doubt about it. Zach, let's talk about the WBO Cruiserweight title, of course. Craig Glowacki was dropped as far as the champions. They lost unanimous nod to a guy. Now, get this. I've been told, and two people told me, one of them was Paco Valcarcel, that Oleg Usyk is the best fighter in all of Europe. He's 10-0 with 9 knockouts. Before he won this WBO title, have you ever heard of him?
No. I mean, I hadn't heard of him, but, you know, there's a lot. I think Eastern Europe is just rising, you know, in boxing the last couple of years.
Well, you know, why is it? We're talking boxing, of course. This is the WBO Combat Sports Report, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, they're having their big convention. We'll talk about that in hour number two. But, I you know, Zach, when I look at this whole picture right now, as far as fighters coming out of Eastern Europe and Russia and this and that, and I've said it in the past, when you have to wipe your ass with a rock, you will do things, you will rise above.
Yeah, that's one of the key factors in a lot of successful boxers. I mean, it's that rise from struggle. That's what drives people. And that's just in Eastern Europe, they have a lot of struggles. They've had a lot of struggles over the years, and it's a tough place to come up. So I think it makes tough fighters.
There's a picture of Andre Ward at Fight News. Have you seen it? About the press conference he had today with Sergey Kovalev in Texas. Of course, they're doing this press tour for the November 19th HBO pay-per-view bout. But it looks like Andre Ward's got some gray hair in his mustache.
Maybe he's getting up there a little bit.
32 years old. He's got that Just for Men stuff, and he's got himself a little goatee. You know what, though, Zach? You know, he is true to his image. He really is a son of God. All that God stuff, that going to church stuff, he's really into it. I mean, he's had the same girlfriend as high school sweetheart since junior high school. They've got like 4 or 5 kids together. They're happy. I mean, he's the American dream personified, man. A black guy coming out of the hood, fighting his way to an Olympic gold medal in the world championship. I think that's the American dream. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I feel bad for him that people aren't tuning in to see his fights more, because he's just like, he is like the type of person that you would want to represent boxing. I mean, the guy does everything right. He fights all the toughest opponents. He's undefeated.
But Zach, he's only fought twice in the last 3-4 years. That's what's going on here. And he's been in litigation. He's been injured. You know what I'm saying? Listen, what have you done for me lately? I mean, Alexander Brand, is that something to brag about?
No. And I mean, well, this is his way to get back in the conversation. And I think if he beats Kovalev, I'd personally have him as the pound-for-pound number one, especially after seeing Chuck Liddell struggle recently.
And if I can understand. And if Kovalev won, I guess he'd have to grab the same honors.
I think so. I think that this is the battle for the pound-for-pound number one spot, because Andre Ward is probably a Hall of Fame fighter. Kovalev might be there too.
Andre Ward has never lost a fight in his life. I told you about that one junior Olympic fight he lost where he was robbed. I mean, all the people there told me he was robbed. So he's never lost a fight in his life. He's actually perfect.
Yeah, I mean, and when you see him fight, there's not a lot that you can take away and say, oh, he did that wrong, he did this wrong. I mean, the guy just, he's hard to hit, and he's an effective offensive fighter. He fights great on the inside. He fights from distance. Like, he's about as close as you can get to that.
The aforementioned, okay, let's switch gears. Let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts, because the USC going down, the USC fight night tonight on Fox Sports 1. Michael Johnson going to take on he was the winner tonight over Dustin Poirier, knockout in one. But he's going to take on CM Punk on Fox TV in a couple of months. What do you think about that? Poor CM Punk again or what?
Oh, yeah, definitely poor CM Punk. I mean, that's a tough fight. Michael Johnson, he's been rising in the ranks, and he's been getting a lot of pretty impressive performances like the one he had tonight. You know, Poirier is seen as like a good high-level gatekeeper, and he was able to blast through him in 2 minutes.
Okay, but so Michael Johnson, CM Punk. First of all, CM Punk does deserve a lot of credit for taking the whooping that he took and acting like a man afterwards, right?
Yeah, I don't even know why people were so upset about it. You know, it's like the guy's a big star. Of course he's going to be on the pay-per-view card. You're not going to have him on the prelims.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't want him on the pay-per-view cards anymore. That's why they're trying to put him on the next big Fox network. Because he would do a good pop on Fox, you know what I'm saying, as far as the ratings are concerned. But as far as pay-per-view is concerned, I don't think anybody's going to throw down some money to watch him fight on pay-per-view again.
No, he has to earn that now. And who knows? I mean, maybe he'll improve. I don't know.
Oh, Zach, come on. He's really trying. Come on, Zach, you trying to push that BS bias. My listener, there's some little old lady in Utah rolling. What did he just say? Is that man crazy? Come on, Zach.
Couldn't say it with a straight face.
You couldn't say it with a straight face. Derek Brunson beat Uriah Hall tonight, another battle of guys at middleweight, but Uriah Hall was a gatekeeper for a while. He lost on a TKO in the first round, a minute and 41 seconds into Mr. Derek Brunson. Evan Durham was on the card. He beat Rick Glenn. There wasn't a whole lot of names on this card. In fact, I don't know a whole lot of these guys here. Benign Muhammad, I never heard of these guys.
Yeah, I've heard of Derek Brunson. I remember he had that fight it was a memorable fight with Yoel Romero where he actually didn't make it to the restroom in time.
Yeah, that was a little gnarly, no doubt about it. So real quick, before we close up our WBO boxing report, WBO combat sports report, Canelo Alvarez, can he compete with Gennady Golovkin, or am I just saying that, you know, he's scared of him and this kind of stuff? But can he compete with Golovkin?
You know, I just, as much as HBO wants to say that he has such impressive defense, I saw a guy laying on the ropes and he got hit quite a bit, I thought, and he can't lay on the ropes like that against Golovkin. I don't know if his stamina can withstand that. I really wouldn't expect that fight to go the distance if he fought Golovkin. And I think it would be a pretty ugly fight by the time if it ever does happen.
This is your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, the WBO and Pedro, Johnny Taco as well, in Puerto Rico, October 17th through the 21st at the Caribbean Hilton Hotel. That's right, the Zika virus. I don't know about that. You know, I always thought a little head was a good thing, but not with Zika. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What you gonna do, brother, when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Woo, it's gonna be good.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063.
800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Too bad. Yeah, too bad.
Of course, the 49ers school and the L.A. Rams 28-0 last week. Dominic, I got to ask you, is Chip Kelly offense rocking and rolling or what? Or was it just the Rams?
It was a combination of the two. The Niners did look good, though. But the Rams also, at the same time, looked horrendous.
Mr. Kaepernick played all?
He played, like, the last 2 minutes of the game and handed the ball off twice, I think.
Are they going to give him an opportunity this year, or has all this controversy sort of, like, pushed him to the bench and kept him there? No matter what he does, he's going to stay there.
I think it's going to take major Blaine Gabbert screw-ups, which it looks, after week one, looks like it may be entirely possible until we see Kaepernick.
Zaki went 28-0 over your boys down there. How's L.A. rocking and rolling on that?
I think L.A. is very disappointed. That was about as worst of a debut as you could imagine.
And Dominic predicted this. He predicted all this stuff. He said the L.A. Rams fans were going to go berserk after a couple blowouts. Guess what? 28-0 to the lowly 49ers. It don't get much worse than that. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. 1 hour to go. Talk a little social issues. Talk a little sports. We'll have some fun. You can join us on the toll-free. I invite you. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the city by the bay, I am the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline.